talk butterflies. Butterflies are disappearing, and soon many species will be gone forever. That's the argument MSU professor Nick Haddad makes in his new book, The Last Butterflies, A Scientist's Quest to Save a Rare and Vanishing Creature. Our book's contributor, Keith Taylor, has this review.
There's something special about butterflies. They have charisma. It seems that everyone who pays even the least bit of attention is drawn at one time or another to the flittering of butterflies across a field or through a backyard, even if they can name only with difficulty a monarch or a swallowtail. Like hundreds of thousands of other kids, I joined the Monarch Watch 50 or 60 years ago and attached tiny tags to the edges of butterfly wings so scientists could trace the migration patterns of these most majestic of butterflies. It was my first taste of what has come to be known as citizen science. Clearly, Nick Haddad, the author of this wonderfully informative new book, was one of those most deeply attracted to these delicate insects. They have shaped his life. Now he's a professor of biology at Michigan State University and senior territorial ecologist at MSU's W.K. Kellogg Biological Station in Gull Lake, northeast of Kalamazoo. Much of his recent work has focused on the rarest surviving butterflies, the ones that, as he writes, fly dangerously close to extinction. When comparing the tiny creatures he studies to other animals listed as endangered, he says that the collective weight of all individuals of the five rarest butterflies that I discuss in this book would weigh only 3 pounds, 5 ounces, as much as one panda's paw. Haddad has that rare ability to make difficult science accessible to those of us who are not trained in the nuances of ecological quantification. And he does so without talking down to us. I've checked some of his references to leading scientific journals and realize he has done the work to translate that language into one we can all understand. And he has done that because of his overwhelming sense of urgency. He writes, "Global habitat loss and climate change have relegated each species to minuscule land parcels, areas as small as a single golf course or even a football field. I have found rare butterflies in unexpected places, their populations restricted to artillery ranges or beaches or backyards." Habitat loss to human uses is, of course, the big problem. But Haddad's research in natural population dynamics has taught him that the issue is more complicated than that. Every habitat, whether marsh or dry field, has its own kind of natural disturbances, each of which might be absolutely necessary to the creatures who live there. Near the end, he admits that the rarest butterflies produce no measurable value to human economies or to ecological systems. Still, they remain important for something even more than their exquisite beauty, although that is not insignificant. These butterflies reveal the diversity of threats to nature. Perhaps they have become the canaries in our collective global coal mine. At the end, he finds his own conclusion, and by then he has convinced his readers, or this one anyway. Saving the rarest butterflies in the world requires one guiding principle. Humans should not be the cause of their extinction.
Was writer Keith Taylor with a review of Nick Haddad's book, The Last Butterflies, A Scientist's Quest to Save a Rare and Vanishing Creature.